Hello and welcome to the New Zealand Initiatives podcast. I am Oliver Hartwig and today we are joined by my colleague Bryce Wilkinson. Hi Bryce.
Hello Oliver.
We want to talk about your latest paper. And just to be clear, this is a paper about an accounting matter. And yet it is absolutely fascinating because New Zealand is looking for the source of $52 billion. That's a lot of money, and we probably have to explain why we're looking for that amount of money. Where do we start?
We start with the puzzle that New Zealanders have been spending a lot more on buying stuff overseas than we have been earning from overseas. And so that has to be financed. And typically it's financed by overseas borrowing or selling overseas assets.
Okay. So maybe just break this down. New Zealand, of course, consumes a lot from overseas. So we buy iPads and iPhones and Audis and Toyotas and machinery and all the good things that the world produces, and we want to buy them. We pay for that effectively with the things that we export, whether that's international tourists visiting us or whether it is dairy exports to China and other countries. But the problem is actually that New Zealand typically buys more than it exports. Is that roughly correct?
Yes, that's right. We're spending more overseas than we're earning from overseas. And putting it another way, our investment is greater than our domestic savings, so we've got to borrow.
And in a way, you can do that as long as you've got someone paying the bill. So whenever you want to buy more than you sell, you have to find someone who effectively gives you credit. I mean, that's basically how it works in a household too. That's how it works for the country.
Yes, that's right. So you're reducing your ability to buy in the future.
Okay. And so as we all know, New Zealand has a habit of spending more than we earn. And therefore, you would expect let's put it crudely, national indebtedness to the rest of the world to get worse every year.
Yes, and you'd expect it to be more or less in lockstep.
Yes, because whatever you buy more than you earn, you have to finance, therefore your net position should go down by the same amount, correct?
Yes, at least there should be quite a close correspondence. So yes. The migrants' transfers and other things complicated a bit, but the basic story is you'd expect them to be moving more or less in lockstep.
And, I mean, there are other complications. Asset prices can also fluctuate, but we'll leave that out for now. But the basic story is quite clear. And now, what we found, I think, simultaneously looking through the national accounts was something that irritated us a bit. And that was that, yes, we are spending more than we earn, and yet our balance doesn't actually move in the same direction as much.
Yes, not nearly as much, and it particularly came to a head after COVID when we lost all that export income from tourism and overseas students, and the balance of payments deficits on current account have been quite dramatic during that period, 7.5% to 8% of GDP, and yet our net international investment position hadn't deteriorated by nearly as much. So the question was, why?
So it's a bit like if you're in a household and you're going on a spending spree and you think, oh God, I've spent way too much on a credit card and I'm probably massively in debt. And then you check your bank account and everything's all right.
And it's as if a fairy godmother sort of put money into your bank account or else just picked up the tab for some of your spending.
Well, that's very nice of the fairy godmother, yeah. But I think as rational economists, we doubt that fairy godmothers exist.
Yes, that's right. And so is it a time bomb? Has our debt overseas position got worse by a lot more than has been reported?
And by a lot worse, you mean $52 billion, which is about 1/7 of New Zealand GDP, roughly?
Yes, that's right. And I'll explain the $52 billion.
Okay, please do.
Keep
it simple.
Yeah. So we had this puzzle over the recent period with the loss of export income. Yep. So we needed to answer it. So I looked at the data and found that the problem had been occurring over quite a long time. I went back to March 2009, which is just before the global financial crisis. And what I found...
Right in the middle of the financial crisis, where I think Lehman Brothers was 2008.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well into it. And what I found, and this is where the $52 billion comes from, is that we'd spent more overseas than we'd earned to the tune of $158 billion.
That's a lot.
That's a big number, $158 billion.
But roughly half of what New Zealand produces in a year.
Yes, yeah. But our net international investment position, think of that as our net international indebtedness, had gone down only by $32 billion.
So that's nice.
Yeah, so there was a massive difference. Now, some of it, Statistics New Zealand produces very comprehensive data on this. So we dug into the data, and quite a chunk of the difference was explained by the big earthquakes and floods we've had, which our insurance companies have reinsured overseas. The reinsurers have paid capital into New Zealand, and that's helped finance those balance of payments deficits. Now,
that's a bit of a curious thing. I mean, natural disasters are, of course, disasters.
Yes.
But at least for our international finance position, they helped.
They actually helped. But of course, we don't want to keep national disasters going for that reason.
You can't bank on them anyway.
No, that's right. And the big thing, the $52 billion, was that Statistics New Zealand explains there where their $158 billion come from, in part through the minus $32 billion I've already mentioned, and in part through the payments for overseas insurers. But there's this third item, which is $32 billion to errors and omissions.
Errors and omissions.
Errors and omissions.
Of $52 billion.
Cumulatively in that period. And that's just what Statistics New Zealand's been unable to measure.
It's a bit weird because you think over a period of 15 years, errors and omissions, yeah, I mean, they might occur from time to time, but they would probably even out over such a long period.
Yes, and Statistics New Zealand in its manual says explicitly that that's what it expects from an errors and omissions timetable.
Okay, so over a period of 15 years, you would expect errors and omissions to be practically zero.
Yes, that's right. Because that's quite a long time period.
Hmm.
When we dig into it, we find that almost half of it, $25 billion, has occurred since the December quarter 2021. So there's a clue. It seems to be that a lot of money has been coming into the country undetected by Statistics New Zealand surveys.
Hang on, how can that be? How can money flood into New Zealand undetected? $25 billion.
Yeah, no one's got a good answer to that at the moment. So,
but it is curious, and it is, I think, unprecedented for a developed economy.
I don't know if it's unprecedented or not, but I did look at the Australia, because we're such similar economies, to see if the same thing was happening there, and it wasn't. In fact, their errors and omissions were money going out of Australia, which has been undetected so far. So it's something specific to New Zealand.
I think I'm not sharing a great secret, but we met with the International Monetary Fund last week. They had a delegation in New Zealand, and they were doing their regular so-called Article 4 consultations. So they're checking on the health of the New Zealand economy, and they will at some stage then produce a report on the country. And because we were so puzzled by this mystery, and we had just released your paper, that we asked these guys from the IMF whether they had spotted that too and whether they had any suggestions on as to where this might have come from. The response from them was, yeah, we spotted that too, and we were surprised, and we have got no idea either.
Yes, that's right. I should say that before writing our report, we consulted the experts in Statistics New Zealand, and that they were very helpful and made themselves available. And obviously, they must be concerned about this too. So our report isn't critical of Statistics New Zealand. They're reporting what they know, their best estimates of what they know, and they've got this big unresolved component. So our report does, I mean, we think it's actually quite serious. You know, a country should know how much its net external debt is. So our report does call for stats to make it more of a priority to get on top of this, get more survey information or whatever.
Because it does really matter. This is not just an accounting technicality. I mean, $52 billion is a lot of money. And it is really important to know because a lot of things depend on it, not least our exchange rate.
Yes, that's right. It depends whether markets are already aware that our net international debt position might be a lot worse, a lot more negative than has been measured, and have priced that. But we don't have a reason to think that at the moment. The exchange rate hasn't been particularly weak.
So who could actually then tell us what really happened? If Stats New Zealand doesn't know and they are supposed to be the experts, how could we even find out?
I'm not sure, but there must be money coming in not through the banking system in the conventional way because, you know, the banks report in enormous detail to the Reserve Bank and Statistics New Zealand is part of that loop. So,
but you're not suggesting suitcases full of cash?
No, no. In fact, you know, I thought about whether it was sort of big drug money coming in, but that it will work the opposite way. The money has to go out to, you know, the Asian crooks to pay for their methamphetamine and the like they're sending into New Zealand.
Yeah, I was going to say for the drug economy, it would probably be the same story as for the general economy. We consume more than we export.
Yes, yes, that's right, yes.
I mean, typically when you have a criminal case, you would actually go back to the point where something started. So you would actually look into the time series and see, okay, this is probably the moment where something actually started to go wrong or just be different. Yes. So where is that particular moment in that time series? You say you go back to 2009, but it accelerated in 2021. But actually, what was it like before?
It's lumpy. I've got a chart in the paper which shows each quarter how much net errors and emissions sort of contributed, and it's pretty up and down as you'd expect, sort of tracking to positives balanced by negatives, but until particularly this more recent period. So it does seem that what's happened sort of since the advent of COVID-19 is related to it. The errors are all very much in the same direction and very large. So that's the $25 billion I referred to. Well, I mean, one suggestion is that it's the development of the new competitors for the banking system, outfits like Wises, where you can transfer money overseas or bring it in more cheaply than if you use the banks.
Yeah, but even that uses the banking system in the end because you need to take it out of these apps and into your bank account.
Yes, I would have thought it would go through the banking system and would be captured. So we just don't know.
And in any case, I mean, New Zealand is not known as a country to receive remittances. It's typically the other way around.
Yes, that's right. Yes, people come from the Pacific Islands, bless them, and do fruit picking and stuff here, and then they repatriate their earnings back to their home villages for the benefit of all of us.
Mm. Okay, so we've got a mystery. It's a mystery of $52 billion. There is a paper written by Bryce Wilkinson on our website, which you can download. I think we could probably leave the conversation here by just encouraging our listeners, because I know we've got a very broad audience of highly informed and highly intelligent people. There must be someone out there who has a clue, even if all our experts don't. So if you know what happened in the last few years, if you know where the $52 billion are from, please get in touch with us. You find all our contact details on our website. We would like to find out because this is something that really, really puzzled us. But for now, thank you, Bryce. And hopefully we can do a sequel to that paper and then reveal where the money really came from.
Yes, yes, I hope so. We have to look to the experts in Statistics New Zealand and their bosses to make it a priority.
Great, then let's hope so. Thanks, Bryce.
Thank you, Oliver.